Test 68, Section 3, Question 6. With this one, we're trying to resolve the explanation or resolve the recommendation why to some cancer patients differs from general regarding vitamin C. So why do we have different recommendations for vitamin C between cancer patients and the general population? So it says, some doctors recommend taking vitamin C to maintain overall health because it's an antioxidant, a substance that protects the body from these oxygen diseases or oxygen particles that trigger disease. People suffering from various ailments are encouraged to take vitamin C to guard against developing other health problems. So basically that's all saying why you would take vitamin C. However, doctors are now discouraging some cancer patients from taking vitamin C even when they're undergoing therapies with side effects that are detrimental to their overall health. So it's saying cancer patients are being discouraged. So we've got to say, why not vitamin C for cancer? A, some kinds of cancer cells absorb large amounts of vitamin C, which interferes with oxidization mechanism by which many cancer therapies kill cancer cells. Well, that would kind of explain why we don't want to have cancer patients take vitamin C. So it's pretty good. B, vitamin C has not been shown to reduce people's risk of developing cancer, even at very high dosage levels. It's not about the people who are being reducing the risk of developing it. It's what happens once they already have cancer. C, cancer cells that are susceptible to certain types of cancer therapies are not likely to be affected by the presence. Well, that would say they're not affected, but it doesn't say why you wouldn't take it when it's other types of health that we're more concerned with. The better the overall health while undergoing therapy, the more likely to experience full recovery. Again, that should say we should be taking vitamin C. And then E, certain side effects of cancer therapies that are detrimental to health are not affected by vitamin C. Problem is, not being affected by vitamin C isn't going to resolve the discrepancy as to why they don't recommend or why they discourage cancer patients from taking it. If it had no effect, you wouldn't discourage people from taking it. And so therefore, answer choice A is our correct answer. It shows that vitamin C could interfere with treatments for cancer, and therefore A is the best response.